You don't need to be afraid. We don't bite. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wonder where that saying came from. Don't be
good
afraid.
Morning.
I don't bite.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Probably a dog said it at one point to somebody.
A dog?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it said, don't be afraid. I don't bite.
It does sound like a dog.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
on a cartoon.
Speaking of pets, I don't know why the hedgehog that we found at the my daughter found at the graveyard, they are the strangest pet.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically don't like people. And again, you know, I understand this little fellow we call Shamrock. And I don't even know that. I don't even know that. My wife told me the gender. I can't even remember. But I mean, the fact is that, like, sleeps most of the day, you know, is not really all that interested in people. And they get in the middle of the night. I mean, he got on his wheel. He did like a 2-hour workout last night.
Well, he's at least motivated.
No, he's motivating me. I mean, I'm definitely going. If the hedgehog can go for 2 hours, Halverson, you can go for 10 minutes.
Right.
And here's the thing, though. The hedgehog is so non-relational that if you even you get up from your bedroom and even you can tell he stops because like he hears something and he's like, what, somebody's up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you go look at him. He hides, I suppose.
Oh, you can't even do that. I mean, he would hate it if you even walk toward it. He'll start to go.
Nice.
Kind of a growl.
Yeah. A little prickly. The way it sounds.
Yeah. They are prickly.
Yeah.
What about some strange, unusual, odd things of any of your... What about your little flying squirrels?
You know, so they're nocturnal.
Sugar gliders, right?
Sugar gliders, yep. We have 3 of them currently. We've had as many as 6. And they, you know, they're nocturnal, so I almost never see them. But what strikes me about them is they're so tiny, but they are so loud. They can make just these loud barks and yelps and all these noises, and I'm like, how does such a big noise come out of such a little body?
Yeah, right.
You know, and you know, Heather, like, they like Heather, but they don't like me at all. So they're also very shy.
How are your dogs in terms of like? You don't really you let your dogs out in the backyard. You don't necessarily walk them, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
But I mean, how are your dogs like in terms of if people come in the house or come by?
They go nuts. Yeah.
Do they let people pet them?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Once they get over their barking.
Yeah.
I mean, but they will let people pet them. Which, you know, we were concerned about that with Finn because we bought him during the pandemic and so didn't have a lot of exposure to other people, but he's fine letting people pet him.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the thing. I mean, I'm sometimes walking 3 dogs, right? I've got Athena, our mini Aussie Shepherd, and then the 2 mini poodles, Evelyn's dog, Darling, and I think they all, there's a little girl at the playground, and I was on the outside of the fence, but she was just like, can I pet? And I'm like, no, they don't really want to be petted by you.
Sure.
I mean,
it's like,
I don't think the poodles are fear. I don't think the poodles would, unfortunately, Athena would bite her. But, you know, the other ones, they just bark at her a lot. So.
Right. Well, good for the girl for asking, though.
I think that's
one of the things that we need to teach people is you need to ask before you approach a dog to pet it.
Yeah, that is good.
Yep.
That is good.
So.
Well, there we go. You just never know from day to day
what
kind
of
wonderful content you'll get here.
Yeah.
But you will get a little scripture most of the time. Acts chapter 1, verse 20.
Is it 20 this morning or is it 18 to 19?
I think
it's 20. Okay.
All right,
we'll go with
20. Funny.
Peter continued, this was written in the book of Psalms where it says, let his home become desolate with no one living in it. It also says, let someone else take his position.
Mm-hmm. And in Jason's devotional commentary he did on the entire New Testament, verse 20 is like this. Quoting the Psalms, Peter reminded those who gathered, let their dwelling be stripped bare and let there be no one living in their tents and maybe another take his job. If you go back and read each of these psalms, you'll discover the language of betrayal and prayer for justice. I am the God of perfect justice. Like the psalmists in the early church, devote yourself to knowing my word and praying for my justice to prevail. Final thought.
Yeah, I love it when we read where it goes back and pulls information from the Old Testament and how the writers of the New Testament were very aware of what was being written before. And this kind of constant theme of love, of justice, of grace that winds its way through the Bible.
Huh. I guess for tomorrow's show, because I'm just seeing it, but it was posted yesterday from our friend Cody about talking about faith in the workplace. So
yeah,
check that out on the WIB Wake Up Show page, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good.
There we go. Come on, you guys. Get your tribute to mom. It could be your mom. It could be a mom-like figure in your life, whoever it might be. And just by getting it there, we've got, if we played on the air, you get two tickets to go see Unsung Hero. But also this incredible grand prize drawing that includes just a part of that grand prize drawing is not a month, not 2 months, but 3 months of unlimited movies for you at MyCon. Are you kidding me? That is awesome. That's better than when I got a half day off of school in the fifth grade. Yeah. For being the fastest, it's saying two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, and a sesame seed bun. I used to be able to do it. They timed me at 2.1 seconds, and that's when I knew radio was in my future. Fast talking, because I've had more than one person say, man, you talk fast. Could you slow down a little bit? Okay.
Hi, this is Jan from Chippewa, and I want to nominate my friend Chrissy. She is a wonderful mom, and she is my best friend. And she's never been a mom, but she was a mom to 109 foster children. And she is awesome. So I want to nominate her. Thank you. Bye.
Wow, Jan, thank you so much. And Chrissy, wow, 109 foster children. That is amazing. And so glad that your friend Jan called in and told us about that.
Strange but true complaints from folks who were on vacation because evidently sometimes we're so entitled that nothing is good enough. And sometimes we're just a little odd.
Yeah. For instance, an angry guest came down to the front desk of a cruise ship demanding a different room. The attendant tried to calm him down and find out why he disliked this cabin so much. He responded, I paid a lot of money for this cruise and was promised a sea view. The only thing I can see through my window is the parking lot. The ship had not yet left the dock.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Real complaints heard by real travel agents. How about this one? Someone complaining about some remote cabins, and one vacationer wrote after his trip, I realize that there is no electricity in the wilderness cabins, but there should have been somewhere to recharge my phone.
Okay.
How much do you realize, friend?
Another real complaint heard by travel agents. This first-time whitewater rafter didn't understand how whitewater is created, saying, I think that it's appalling that you cannot go whitewater rafting in a stretch of river with no rocks.
That is appalling. Shameful. A visitor to a foreign country complained to their travel agent, quote, you said that your local Slovenian rep spoke English, but you failed to mention the Slovenian accents.
Oh, wow. The things you got to put up with on vacation. One beachgoer complained after her trip, the sand was too hot. The brochure didn't tell us this.
Really should have mentioned that. Real complaints to real travel agents from real vacationers. A British tourist argued with the staff at the base of a mountain attraction because there were, quote, too many clouds. Could you fix that, please?
Yeah, right. I'd like to adjust the weather for your softball doubleheader. And finally, an American couple had traveled to the north of Norway to see the midnight sun. But as they stood there, they complained that it was the same sun as home and wanted their money back.
We thought that Norwegian sun was going to be a different
one.
Wow.
Okay. There you go.
Be content with such things as you have.
That explains a lot right there. WWIB.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. WWIB, we are family. Coming up toward Mother's Day, gorgeous prize for you this week. How about a 12-inch hanging floral basket courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake right across from Turtleback Golf Course and Country Club there. From Blue View, this hanging basket valued at $47.99. We want to put in your hands if you can answer our question, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Our question has to do with motherhood. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. What is it? A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. What is it? 715-723-2555. Take a guess.
All right, and the phone lines are wide open for you. Give us the question one more time.
A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. the number one pregnancy craving. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 for a chance to win that gorgeous hanging floral basket, 12-inch one, from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton, Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton.
You gonna get pickles?
Is pickles. It pickles?
That's kind of a classic one, isn't it?
Now, what we're looking for, call us back, Clayton.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
I'm going to say ice cream.
Ice cream. Now, is it ice cream?
Let me just say, Sherry, was that a craving of yours?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If it was for Sherry, was that the number one? It's not.
Not pickles, not ice cream, nor is it pickles and ice cream in combination,
yeah, right.
Which I have also heard of.
Yikes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Lipoil.
And go ahead. What's your guess?
Is it ice cream?
Ice cream was just guessed. Do you want a bonus guess? You can guess again if you want.
Fruit.
Fruit. Is it fruit?
Sorry.
Not fruit. Thank you.
Thanks.
Call us
trying.
Back.
723-2555, Tuesday Trivia. What's your name? Where are you calling from here on WWIB?
Evelyn from Salt Creek.
Hey, Evelyn.
Is it fast food?
One more time. I couldn't quite catch that.
Is it fast food?
Fast food. Is
okay.
It fast food?
Could that be the number one craving? Not it. Sorry.
A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that Blue View Greenhouse and Rice Lake hanging basket.
Getting a lot of great guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Holly from Phillips.
Hi, Holly.
I was going to guess chocolate.
Is it chocolate?
That's a craving a lot of times, but not number one here for pregnant
I don't think
women.
You even have to be Prager's to crave chocolate.
Yeah, right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton, Chippewa Falls again.
All right, Clayton.
Popcorn?
Is it popcorn?
Could it be popcorn? That's not it either.
Not popcorn. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving.
All right, a few more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeannie from Fall Creek.
Hey, Jeannie.
Okay, my craving was potato chips.
Potato
chips. Any specific variety or brand or just in general?
Well, I like Lay's regular potato chips.
Solid choice. Is it potato chips?
Not.
It is not. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. 715-723-2555.
Three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
All right. Well, good morning. We lost him there a second. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Mary from Cadott.
Mary from Cadott. Go ahead.
Bacon?
Is it bacon?
Oh, bacon. Could that possibly be it? That's not it. All right, craving bacon.
Thank you, Mary.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry.
Cheese.
Is it cheese?
You're in the great dairy state of Wisconsin. That's not it.
No, but thanks for calling back from Bloomer.
You know, maybe for Wisconsin moms. This wasn't just a poll of Wisconsin moms. Hi, you're the last one. Now, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ashley, and I'm calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
All right,
La Crosse, what up? All right, Ashley, go ahead.
The biggest craving pregnant women have.
Peanut butter.
Is it peanut butter, chunky or creamy?
Creamy.
All right.
Either way, we'll give you credit either way, but that just happens to not be it.
So. Not peanut butter, but man, the peanut butter. I'm just curious if some of these ever get combined. We'll regale you with the incorrect guesses after 8:15, give you another shot at winning that Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket.
Yeah, this guy had this reaction to that prize.
Sweet.
Yeah, very sweet.
It's Tuesday Trivia, try number two here in the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, trying to put in the hands of one of you a 12-inch gorgeous hanging floral basket. Courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse and Rice Lake. They're right across from Turtomat Golf Course and Country Club. This valued at $47.99, and we want to give it to you for yourself or to give to somebody else. Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake, a 12-inch hanging basket. If, and that's a big if, you can answer this trivia question correctly. 715-723-2555. We stumped everybody last hour, but maybe this is the time. Maybe this is the moment. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. was the number one pregnancy craving. What could it be? 715-723-2555. Havo, we heard from all over. Bloomer, Chippewa, Eau Claire, Fall Creek, Phillips, Cadott, La Crosse, but no correct answers yet.
I don't know if we heard from Oliva, though, and I think we're about to. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anita Ribley.
All right, well, what's wrong about Oliva? Go ahead, Anita.
Meat?
Yeah, meat.
Meat. Is it meat?
Just straight up meat. That's not it.
Not what we're looking for, but good to hear from Rib Lake. Please call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry.
I know someone said chocolate, but I'm going to say candy.
You're going to say candy. Is it candy?
Sorry.
Not the number one pregnancy craving, according to this, 715-723-2555.
On multiple occasions, I have shared the only craving I remember Peggy having. It was when she was pregnant with our firstborn, Evelyn. I'll hold it back yet, but, you know, it's interesting. It was kind of specific. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mandy from Cornell.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi. Is it fish?
Is it fish? The number one pregnancy craving, not just on Fridays.
Let me just say that, you know, it's interesting because when you're pregnant, like, your sense of smell is heightened, too. And so they could crave it or they could be grossed out by
That's
maybe.
True. But is it what we're looking for? It is not. Thank you, Mandy. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Getting hungry, all this food. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian from Oliva.
That's the one I saw. Brian, hi.
What do you think, Brian?
I don't know if it's around here, but seaweed.
Is it seaweed?
As the number one pregnancy craving. All right, well, no.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Brian. 715-723-2555. Seaweed is like a delicacy and snack in a lot of places I see now, too. It's all salty and such.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, well, the UN talks about the health of eating insects, too. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rebecca from Kenan.
Hi, Rebecca.
Is it spinach artichoke dip?
Is it spinach artichoke? Can I just say, was this from personal experience, Rebecca?
Yes, and for every time from now on when I make some, my son says, are you going to have a baby?
Is it spinach artichoke dip?
Sorry.
It's not. Thank you so much for the call, 715-723-2555. Hopefully this brings back some good memories, too.
Yeah,
not the memories of first trimester when you're sick.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, WWIB Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake-Up Show.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Anita Riblake.
Hi, Anita.
Go ahead.
Pasta.
Is it pasta?
All right, we're stumping you guys today. All right.
Not pasta.
Three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda.
I'm going to say it's olives.
Olives?
Olives. Was it olives? Is it olives? It is not. Thank you, Linda. Two more guesses. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry.
Popsicles.
Popsicles.
Could
what
that
flavor?
Be it? Yeah, what flavor? Just any
popsicles. It's wrong, but just...
Nope, that's not it.
I wanted to know what flavor popsicles she wanted. Maybe she can call back.
The Bomb Pops. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian, last one here.
Ice cubes.
Ice cubes.
That would be different.
Yeah.
That's not it.
But not it. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. We don't have it yet. We'll go on to try number three after 8:45 this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show. Try to get somebody that hanging basket courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
I'm just going to go ahead and say the only one I remember from Peggy was specifically Kentucky Fried Chicken coleslaw. That was her. Yeah, that was. She specifically wanted that. That was the one craving I remember.
That was delicious.
I don't know, maybe cheese curds or something. Third and final round of Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show this first Tuesday of May, May the 7th.
Giving you a chance to win a gorgeous 12-inch hanging floral basket courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse across from Turtleback Golf Course in Rice Lake, valued at $47.99. We want to give this to one of you as we head toward Mother's Day. These hanging baskets are absolutely gorgeous. I've gotten them before. Again, Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake. So this is our leading into Mother's Day question for Tuesday Trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. What is it? 715-723-2555.
We got people already on the line. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Well, thought we had somebody. All right.
Good morning.
Well, they said it, and I was moving on to the next caller. My apologies. I don't know.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? Let's start with that.
We got a new one. Hi. Go ahead.
Sherry from Bloomer.
Yeah.
Sherry's been trying hard. Go ahead, Sherry.
Pretzels.
Is it pretzels? Not pretzels. 715-723-2555. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Vicky, the volunteer.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cold milk.
Cold milk.
Okay.
Is that what we're looking for?
That's not it.
It's not. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Friends, give us a call.
You're on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIV. But, Vicky's guest made me think of this.
I've got to have more milk.
Yeah, but that's not what they're saying. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelley from Barron.
Hi, Shelley.
What do you think?
I am saying onion rings.
Onion rings.
That sounds really good, Shelley.
I think it's the onion ring factory up there in Rice Lake. Not too far from where our church building used to be. I could smell them all the time. Not onion rings. Good memories, though.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Heather, and I'm from Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Heather.
I'm going to say bread, specifically breadsticks.
Mm-hmm. Breadsticks. Where do you like to get breadsticks from?
For me, during my pregnancies, it was Pizza Hut breadsticks.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Sounds Olive good. Garden, Fazoli's, also mm-hmm. some good choices.
For sure, but that is not it. Sorry.
But thank you, Heather. It's good talking carbs with you.
We're kind of dancing all around here today with similar suggestions, a lot of them in this particular go-round, Caleb.
Yeah, a study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. Again, Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, trying to give you a 12-inch hanging floral basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
All right, the phones are lit up 1 through 5, so we'll take 5 more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dawn from Chautauqua.
All right, Dawn, what do you say?
Malt. Like a malt.
A malt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a malt, you make it with the malt mix and the ice cream and such. Is it a good old-fashioned malt?
Either that, okay, or the beer, because beers have malt, and I know a lot of women like that.
Well, both are incorrect, but yeah. Thank you for calling, and call us back if you can get through.
Oh, well.
Thank you. Good to hear from Chautauqua.
If at first you don't succeed, try and try again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Faith from Prairie Farm.
Hi, Faith.
And I am going to guess peanut butter.
Is it peanut butter? I do believe that was guessed. Yes, Let me look. Yeah. Yes, it was. So another guess there in Prairie Farm, home of the Panthers.
Blueberries.
Blueberries. Good job thinking on your feet. Not blueberries, though.
Sorry about that. Maybe it was a little quick with the buzz. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Trisha from Triple Falls.
All right, Trisha, what do you think?
Is it pickles?
Is it pickles?
That was guessed,
guessed earlier, yeah. Too. So, Trisha, would you like a bonus guess?
Sure. Is it ice cream?
Is it ice cream? That was also guessed.
Yeah.
You want another one? You can have a third try.
We said it's not pickles and ice cream either, so you can know that.
Is it pizza fries?
Pizza fries.
That's a unique answer.
And at this point, good job guessing something that hasn't been guessed. So, excellent job, Trisha.
2 more to go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Barb from Birchwood.
All right, Barb.
Donuts.
Is it donuts? Oh, that has not been guessed yet. Is it donuts?
Nobody's guessed that straight up.
Oh,
thank you for trying. Barb from Birchwood, we love the name as well. Alliterated. Again, you don't have to have an alliterated name and city to call in, but we do enjoy it.
That's for sure.
Donuts.
Thank you.
Is there anything they thank can't you, Barb. Do?
And thank you, Homer. All right, finally, one last guest today. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shelly from Barron.
Shelly from Barron. This is it for the day. Don't feel any pressure, but what is the number one pregnancy craving?
I'm going for French fries.
French fries?
Good old American French fries. That's not it.
Wow. Not French fries. Thank you, though. We have heard from all over today.
It's been an encouraging day, right?
No. We're going to give you another chance tomorrow after 7:15 a.m. Tuesday Trivia morphs into Win It Wednesday. We plan to give away this Blueview Greenhouse hanging basket.
We've got to.
And stay tuned to the drive today. I think there could be another chance to win one this afternoon as well.
Sam sitting in for DOS on WIB.